This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Now listen, some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might get with this, and some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat.
Mercy.
All right.
Mercy, baby. Is Alicia Cup Podcast? Is that what this is?
This is Alicia Unleashed Episode 20 Podcast.
Woo!
And you said you have a disclaimer. Disclaimer?
Oh, yes. My disclaimer is the girls get raunchy every week. So this is not going to be the Gloss. This is not the Gloss cast. Mm-hmm. Not the homie cast.
No, we said this in the disclaimer.
I understand. Mm-hmm. But I.
The homie cast gets raunchy.
Not as raunchy as you guys.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, wait. Hold on.
Go.
The disclaimer.
Continue.
No, it's true. Like, I feel like we need a double disclaimer to put a little bit of barrier between. Like I feel like I should have bubble wrap around me.
Because this is your first time on Alicia Unleashed.
Are you scared?
And you guys go so raw.
Are you scared?
You guys go way more raw than the homie cast.
You think so?
I doubt that.
I don't know. There has been some crazy stuff.
Because you guys are girls, and girls can get away with saying whatever they want to say without any repercussions. A guy says something that's a little not PC and wouldn't come up.
It's the way you guys say it, though. It's the what you guys talk about.
We don't
talk about your penises. But I'm gonna wait a minute. So Alicia and I went to Rhode Island, and we went to a classy establishment, and we were very classy in our 10-minute podcast. And you didn't like it because we weren't swearing.
No, well, we weren't raunchy. It had nothing to do.
We're classy broads.
It had
nothing
to do with you not being raunchy. It's just you guys giggling about the fondue. That's what it was.
Oh, you missed it.
The fondue and fawning over your waiter.
Ask Prescott. Okay.
And by the way, the Melting Pot actually retweeted that.
Yes.
And favorited.
They did.
That on Twitter.
Heck yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. So, again, welcome to Good Morning Gloucester.
Good morning.
Alicia Unleashed, episode 20.
It's a milestone.
20. This is a
milestone podcast.
Milestone.
Two newbies on your podcast.
Two newbies. So, first time that Joey the Big Man Boss is... joining us.
Yes.
Hello, Joey.
I get to finally see your swear jar.
The big phallic mic.
Well, the one thing is the same between the homie cast. One comparison, there is plenty of alcohol.
Always.
Here,
always on the table.
Yes.
We have B-Side.
What up?
And we have Kevin Bacon!
When you told me Kevin Bacon earlier, I'm like,
oh my God.
I don't understand the reference.
So this is, okay, so let's start here. Okay, first, for the people that don't understand the reference of Kevin Bacon, Bridget, if you could just please preface the whole Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation.
I understand that part.
Yeah, but maybe people won't because it has to do completely with me meeting Christy for the first time, and I called her Kevin Bacon. I've known about this chick for years. Never actually met her in person.
Since when? When did you meet her for the first time?
For the first time, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We only met it, but I've been calling her Kevin Bacon for years.
Apparently her and I went to the same wedding.
Yeah.
We didn't know. There was
I mean, when you talk about it's insane.
She got an invite. You've only known her for, you brought her into the inner circle after only a month and a half.
She knows everybody.
She knows everybody.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like I'm Kevin Bacon, but we'll just go.
What is it, 6 degrees of separation?
6 degrees of separation. So back in the 90s, they had said that pretty much anyone... Any person within 6 degrees of another person knows a mutual friend. So Kevin Bacon was at his highlight in the 90s with all those movies. They had made a game of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon because you can link Kevin Bacon... any movie star in Hollywood, like now or back then. So, Christy happens to be the Kevin Bacon of Gloucester.
Yeah. So, for years now, I've known her. I know her closest friends. I know her inner circle and then beyond. So, when social media came about, Facebook, you see Christy everywhere.
Oh, she show up in your...
Oh, my God. You have no idea. You have no idea. A friend of a friend, she'll show up at a wedding in a picture, in a photo. Christy, she's just there everywhere. Everywhere you can see, she, like, there she is. I'm like, oh, my God, she's Kevin Bacon. And I've never actually seen her out. I've never met her before. Although we have...
She has unbelievable eyelashes.
Thank you. And they're mine.
I mean, no, I thought they were fake. I totally thought they were fake. Can I just say one thing about the, when you're on social media, but if it's whether it's Twitter or Facebook, when they do the suggestions of who you should follow, it's always people you can't fucking stand.
Yes.
Because, excuse me.
No, we have a swear jar.
And the reason why is because there's a reason you haven't already followed them.
Right.
Because you don't really personally, like, can't stand them.
Right.
So you haven't followed them already. But because you have, maybe you have mutual friends, they keep pound, the Facebook keeps, or Twitter keeps pounding these people into your life. Like, no, I don't want to follow them.
Well, it's all right. Probably half the people that I can't stand probably have me blocked anyway. So it's fine. Not a lot of people show up like that on mine anyway.
Yeah.
I get the same five. Like my arch, you know, I have this arch.
I get one of
these. You have your arch.
I have my arch nemesis.
It's on there.
And they always find a way to get around me to get onto the blog.
So I'll do you one better. Apparently, I went to high school with her little brother, and her cousin has been one of my best male friends since sixth grade.
And you're both sleeping with brothers, is it?
Well, what's that?
I thought that you guys didn't even know each other. Okay. You happened to be dating.
Because I was the matchmaker.
Okay, so let's just preface this real quick. So I'll just do a quick story. So during
the Hurricane Storm Nick Jonas. Yeah.
Okay. Nick Jonas. Where we were only supposed to get 5 inches, but apparently Nick Jonas was like 12. We were all at Stones because
like
we're
big penis.
Where else he does?
I've seen. Really like big penis?
Look at the microphone, dude. I mean, come on.
No, what is that a thing?
I'm like sweating already. Why is it so warm in here?
No, I'm just curious. Like, is that really? I thought like
no,
who cares?
You can't really do much with like if it's a, like door knocker, like crying out loud. Like, what are you supposed to do with the rest of it?
I'm confused.
That could be a whole podcast.
Yes or no? You like a big penis or no?
No, we were just talking.
Not necessarily, right?
Not necessarily.
Right.
It doesn't matter about the size.
Right.
The way it goes.
It's the motion of the ocean.
It's the way you work that thing. Yeah.
Interesting. No, I always thought that was true.
But you crank that, soldier boy.
Back to the Nick Jonas.
So fine.
We have deviated 15 times, 15 ways.
It's you, Joey. You're doing it.
I love it. This is going to be the best. This is staying on my iPad forever. Yeah, I'm sweating. I'm seriously sweating.
Okay. Close them all.
The strip podcast.
So stripping.
Everyone's stripping. No, everyone's stripping.
We're both wearing white, too. Look at that.
Jeez. Let's get back to the topic of
so, yeah. You guys sleep Storm Nick brothers. Jonas. No, Storm Nick Jonas. So we go to Stone's Pub because where else does everyone go during a snowstorm when we can walk downtown? So I see Christy and immediately I'm like, oh my God, you're Kevin Bacon. So I had to explain to her why she's Kevin Bacon.
That was Nick Jonas. So Storm Nick Jonas is when I started rapping about 2 Chainz and Aaron Hernandez. And she was sitting in the corner laughing, but you were like, okay,
I didn't call her Kevin. I didn't
know
Nick
that was not that.
Night.
No, that was our
so that was
reaction.
The next time.
It was Valentine's Day weekend. Yeah,
I was now in house with the Aaron Hernandez.
Joey's
rapping.
Like, you need to call.
And when you guys left before I could actually talk to you.
Okay, so then we met you a second time.
Yes.
Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes. Was it really
Valentine's
Day?
Yes, it was the night before your Valentine's Day.
We spent Valentine's Day together.
You know what? Yeah, we talked about this. You were planning the podcast.
Yes. Oh, yes. We had a Valentine's Day podcast.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So then that's
what it was about.
So they call you Kevin Bacon then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So is that when you talked? Yeah. Okay, so here we go. So now you are with your now boyfriend. Are you guys living together?
Yes.
Did you meet him? Wait, we're gonna go back.
Wait, let's get this one first.
This is why we're not.
Killing me. Listen, because so, I'm thinking Gary, how young people meet their yes. people nowadays.
So when we met Gary, he seemed like he was from Gloucester. I mean, he fits in with, like, he's like epitome of Gloucester. Regular guy. And fun, outgoing, you know, the accent, the whole nine yards.
No.
So where'd you guys meet? Christy happens to say, the Tinder. No.
The Tinder.
She's like, why aren't you on the Tinder? And I was like, Tinder terrifies me.
Why is it terrifying?
I feel like the Tinder has become, it's the hookup culture. That is the epitome of the hookup
and
culture.
And it's totally not.
Well, yes and no.
I think, but also, I think for 50% of the people it is, right. And for 50% of the people it's not. Because the 50% of people that it's not are the people that are so done with Match.com because really they just want your money. So Tinder is free and it's easy. You could be wherever you want to be and just swipe right or swipe
But also, left. The one thing is like, oh, great, there's someone like 50 feet away. Oh, no, let's pretend I'm not here.
Oh, they give you they tell you where the person
my
is?
My brother came up on my best friend and she was like, and I got an instant text.
Yeah, I see some people from Gloucester. I'm like, no, make it go away. Did they see me? Oh my God, I hope they didn't see me.
You came up on their feet.
Can you X out that you didn't want like to be
no,
like,
once
people
you see,
from
you
Gloucester?
Can't be unseen.
No, you can't do that. You there's a mile radius, but you can't like break it down to be like,
you can't say, I don't
want no
to see,
filter.
I don't anyone to see me within my own time.
No, there's no filter to
see,
it.
Same thing with that one, a mile radius.
I'm going to give you my uneducated male perspective of dating websites from what I know, because I've never done them, because obviously I've been, you know, always in a relationship forever, and that was since before the internet kind of thing. But the guys that I know that are on these websites, I'm just gonna be perfectly honest with you.
They want hookups.
They just want fucking.
Right. Yeah, I think I
disagree
with that.
Get down
and
dirty.
My boyfriend, but
well, yeah. And here's the funny part: is
I know
she
guys
met her
that like I know guys that
website.
Just go and
they're just down to DTF.
They are like
I think there are guys
in,
like
in
that.
In the course of a week, they're like just drilling
right.
like five chicks.
There's
right.
totally guys like that, but I don't think it's for everybody. I mean,
there's
girls
like that too.
This is correct. There definitely are girls like that mm-hmm. too. But I think there are people out there that
when
are
I
like,
was 30,
you know what?
Great.
I'm not going to meet someone
when,
at a bar
when I was 30,
or whatever,
great.
And they just
right.
do the web dating website.
You a filthy hoe?
I was. Listen, when you're not 3,000 miles away and no one knows who you are, it's amazing.
Oh, damn.
Let's just say I was Ethel in Vegas.
Admit that.
Joey is so skeeved right now.
Why,
so,
Joey?
So,
you know,
anyway.
Talk about a double standard, right?
What?
Guy does it. Yeah, hey, pat him on the back.
Girl's
does
like,
it,
Do they walk out of you? What?
Such yeah. a double standard.
It is.
You were saying how the guys are like 5 days a week. Well, the girls have to consent to that. So those girls are probably the same way. There are girls right. that will just be like that, but the same way. So I'm still.
You know, I also have to say too, it's different nowadays. Like when I was younger, like women did not like, you know, you weren't as
open.
It wasn't. You didn't fool around as easily as you fool around nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I was in high school, like if you got to third base, it was like a huge deal. Like, and then like, so I'm working for, you know, I get out of college, I'm working. I have like these young kids working for me at the time. They're talking about doing these like blowjob parties in high school and everything else. It went from one extreme all the way to and I don't know where it is now because I'm so far removed from. I couldn't even imagine.
You better get on it because you're going to get older.
If God forbid anything ever happened to Kate, I don't think I'd be with another woman ever.
Interesting statement.
No, I honestly believe that.
See, I came out of a 4-year relationship and then started dating, and I never thought that I was like on a dating website. It was like one of the hardest things I did, but my first date on a dating website, that could have been a TV show. But
so how long were you on dating websites before you joined the Tinder?
Oh, the Tinder. I joined the Tinder in May. And I met Gary like 4 days later from the Tinder. Just like
Explain how it works.
Really good friend Katie, we're sitting at Long Beach, and she's like, I have a date this weekend. No, she should be on the podcast. I'm telling you right now. She's like, I have a date this weekend. I was like, oh. And I'm like, where'd you meet him? She's like, the Tinder. I'm like, what's the Tinder? And we start talking, and she shows me, and I'm
the
like,
Gloucester version doesn't have an R on the end.
Is
the Tinder.
You should. So we sat at the beach. I started my whole like profile. I'm like, I'm gonna get on tonight. Got on tonight. There was definitely people that I was avoiding. You know, I'm like, ooh, this is kind of weird.
Because but you knew everybody.
Did you see people that you know?
No, the thing is, I live in East Gloucester, 30-mile radius. You bring, it gets you to the Cape Cod. I mean, because you go, it's just like 30 miles. It's ocean,
it goes
too,
through
you know
the
know
ocean.
I mean?
That's what she was saying, that it was land. Picking up the ocean.
Oh, but anyway, I definitely talked to a couple people. Never got to the point that I would ever even share my phone number. You can text. And then I think, like, you swipe right, and if the other person already swiped right on you, it comes up to be, it's a match. And that's what happened with Gary.
That means you DTF?
No. That just means that you can, like, that person's interested in seeing you, too.
She had as a DTF. But that's what Tinder usually... But typically...
I thought that's what meant, if you have a match.
No, but sometimes... But typically with Tinder, that's what it is.
That's how people treat it. That's how people treat it. That's not what it's intended.
I feel bad for all you single people that, like, you know, the having to wrap your shit up and, like, the protection and everything, because you can't have up. I mean, everybody's just fucking everybody nowadays.
It's crazy.
So you did that and it was a match, and then you found out that it wasn't DTF.
No, and so he, like, I think it was the next day, I got like an instant message from me, like, hey Chrissy, how was your Memorial Day weekend? And I was like, oh good, blah, blah. And we just started talking, and you know, and then I think it was like a few days into it, he gave me his phone number, so we texted, but it wasn't like an every day, every hour text. It would be like in the morning and then maybe later.
Oh,
because
that would be the kiss of death.
Well, I didn't even know him.
That would mean he was desperate, though.
Well, yeah, it's a little too much. You can read into it, too. Like, I mean, there's so many things that you can read into. But with Gary, it was just, I don't know. And then he went on the first date and I was like, hey, you. Before we even met on the first date, with his last name, it's a Gloucester last name. I was like, hey, do you know so-and-so? Because then you immediately look up on Facebook the minute you find out someone's last name. Let's face it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You're creeping.
Yeah.
Creeped on him. We have a mutual friend. I'm like, are you serious? Like, oh my God, what are the odds?
I already have social security number by that time.
I could not.
Seriously.
I could not from Gloucester.
There's
no possible way.
No.
Especially with the blog. Because Central and South,
there's no
like,
one, too. No. You know everybody.
This is how the conversation started with Christy and I at Stone's. She was like, oh, you need to get on the Tinder. We're going to create you a profile. And I was like, let's not and say we did.
And then she said, I have someone that's perfect for you.
Yep.
And then that's how.
So I said, got to be sleeping with
you know what? You're single?
Yeah. Why do you assume that I'm sleeping with somebody?
Oh, I thought you said you're with them.
Yeah, we're seeing each other.
But you're automatically assuming.
I'm
not
gonna reveal that I'm sleeping with somebody. What do you think?
You might know more than me.
How long? Well, you just got done telling me that you were when you were
when
in
I was
California.
30.
You were, you
when went, I was 30. Yeah, going, that was like 2.5 years ago.
Running trains on you and stuff.
Listen, there's a reason why I was on a traveling softball team, okay?
You were on a traveling softball team?
Yeah, I was in 3 World Series, too.
What percentage of the girls on your team were lesbians?
All of them. I was the pet hetero.
Did you?
Nope.
No? You didn't dabble?
Nope. Everyone. None of them were my speed. There was one Bieber dyke that I was like, ooh. If I wanted to turn to the dark side, guess what? You're on the list.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know.
So you had those funny feelings?
No. I mean, she looked like a dude with her, like, Oakleys on and her hat backwards. I love her. Hi, Becca.
So if you were a lesbian, you would go for you would be the girl one, and that you would go for.
No, she was definitely more femme than me, but.
I thought you said she had the hat.
Well, she had the Bieber. When you're playing softball, listen, everyone needs sports equipment. You need to block yourself from the sun. That's why it's so amazing that guys are like, oh, you look like a lesbian playing softball. Listen,
perception
men
of men,
do that.
Men love. Like, there's 2 sports that guys love to watch, female sports, in my opinion.
I already don't know what it's going to be.
Softball and volleyball.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. There wasn't that many men at our female softball team.
Except
for gay men.
I love watching the softball World Series because they have all this.
Is this one when I go to my mom's house? Like, my dad's watching the World Series girls softball.
But that's fast pitch. I play on slow pitch. Or I did. Play on slow pitch.
What is that? Oh, so it's different.
Yes. Slow pitch is underhand pitching.
No, the other one.
Fast pitch. Yeah, that's fast pitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but they half the girls in that are like, there's no.
Oh, they come from fast
there
pitch.
There is no Like, there's a very fine divide. They're either super hot, like blonde ponytail girls, or they're total diked out lesbos. Like the man version ones. There's none in between.
We call them butch to be safe. We call them butch. They're a little butch.
Oh, what did I say that was wrong?
We're just being PC here on A Leash Unleashed. Can we just be PC for a second?
Because diking out, like, not all of them dike out. It's an actual reference to, like,
oh, no. They were the more masculine. Oh, no, they're the more masculine ones.
From Tinder to women's softball.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I played on a men's softball team, too, so that's why.
Okay, right. Did you stop playing when you were in high school?
No.
So when did you stop playing?
2010.
Is that good?
Just something to do.
Were you in San Francisco at the time?
I was living with some roommates that were playing, and I was watching the men, and I'm like, shit, I could do this. And then I realized I couldn't, but they still let me play.
Hence the... San Francisco softball.
But I also played on a city co-ed.
You're getting it now, Joey, right?
I played on a co-ed team that was not gay. So I was not the only heterosexual. There was like maybe 3 or 4 gay people on that team.
So you played all sorts of teams.
I played for 13 seasons. And I played on 5 different teams.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah. Friday through Monday. And I went to 4 or 3 World Series. I went to Philadelphia, San Diego, and Portland, Oregon for the females.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I went to Vancouver. I went to Austin.
I said World Series of what?
Slow pitch softball.
Hell yeah, bitch. Slow
pitch. It wasn't college. It wasn't high school. What was it?
It's just amateur softball. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
World Series.
Yeah, the World Series. And we placed, we placed 4th. 3rd and 2nd.
Alicia, in the show notes of this, she needs to send you a picture of her in a softball uniform. You need to put that in the show notes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's all on Facebook. Kidding me? Those are glory days. She's got a spring scene. Glory days.
We should have had that if we knew. At the beginning.
So, going back to here.
Okay, wait. You said something about social media and you guys were talking and things like that and you text back and forth and Joey had chimed in about the whole texting thing. So, did you guys go from like... So, I know Bridget and I have talked about
first
this.
First date.
Do you guys go from like constant texting and then when you get to know the person, did it... kind of slow down a little bit and you're like, whoa, what is this? Or was it normal? Or like, I know the social media thing, you guys start off
where was
by
the
like
first
texting
where
and
was
talking.
The first date?
Rockefeller's in Salem.
Dinner? Drinks?
Just drinks. And it was easy. I mean, I think we met. I was 45 minutes late because I couldn't find a parking space. I know. I will never live it down. And and we got there and it was just easy. It was like I'd known him forever, just easy talking. And he nicely walked me back to my car and kissed me and that was it.
And he said,
text me when you get home so I know I got home okay. He texted me because he got home first.
And then
I texted him.
That's when you knew. When he didn't try to...
Right, it was very appropriate. It was very sweet. He was a perfect gentleman.
Men to listen to this.
The second date was the same way.
Take notes. If you want a nice girl, that's the move. You don't try to fucking drill them on the first night.
That's the, you know, but it's come too on social media where you actually have to say, I'm not looking for a hookup, so please keep moving.
Yeah, people say that on Tinder all the time. They even say that they are looking for a hookup. People will say, only looking for this. And then you know, like,
people are starting to put it out there.
Smart.
Yeah. They're starting to put it out there, like, not looking for hookup, please keep moving, or yes, I am, because everyone wants to know where they stand before they're...
I think that's smart. I think that's really good, and I think that's fair, and I think that's good, because, you know what, men and women, maybe you do just want to have, you know, fool around, but maybe you are looking for the right thing, and, you know, whatever.
It goes either way. It really... Nowadays, like, the men and women go either way, and there's no... There's no, like, men are looking for this anymore because actually women I've hearing are just as bad.
Yeah.
So, and now it's, like, the whole, like, equality of, like, men and women doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they're both
the
both
thing
genders.
Is that women are a little quiet about it. Sometimes some are, and some aren't.
Yeah, but more often probably.
Some are, and some aren't. Some women are really putting it out there with, you know, I've heard they're doing like, you know, pictures that they shouldn't be putting up. And
yeah, you're in a small, you're in a small town though.
You know, no, we're talking about social media. That, you know, reaches many towns.
Mm-hmm. I understand. You're right.
We're talking about social media here.
I mean, if you go on the Tinder and you really just want to know who's in Gloucester on the Tinder, you just put your mile radius to 5 and start swiping, because then you're going to know who's in town.
Oh, God, I would not swipe.
You can swipe. I don't know.
You swipe right.
No.
Right. But then, if my picture's there and they swipe, like, ah, I don't want to
it's always going to be there, whether it's 5 or 30.
I'm never joining the Tinder.
I'm telling you, it's better than the Mavs. It's better than the OK.
I don't have the Tinder. I didn't get to the Tinder because she introduced me to...
I hooked her up with...
I would love to see someone do this.
I wish I had my app. I probably could just go back on.
No, yeah. I don't want to see guys.
You're only going to see the guy. You can go on as a girl and put like you're interested in females for 5 minutes and see what you find.
No interest. I'll tell you right now. If anything, God forbid, happened to my beloved Kate, I would neuter myself.
Don't you have daughters?
Don't
you have daughters?
Yeah.
You should probably get yourself more familiar with this in case when they get older, you know?
That's a long way away. There's going to be like 15 different steps of different things that there's going to be around. But Tinder's going to be long gone by the time they're out
there. Well, at least you're in the social media scene. You understand what they could be getting into in the future.
That's what I'm telling you about.
Is this Tinderizing right now? It's the Tinder.
She's putting the Tinder.
Oh, is this Tinder. The Tinder? Now, who's this? Is he from Gloucester?
Let's see how far away he is. Oh God, I'm so scared of the Tinder.
He's 6 miles away, so
most
likely. Oh, and we have so many mutual. We have three common connections.
Picture. Let's see this.
I don't think I know him.
Thank God.
What? Kevin Bacon doesn't know somebody?
I know.
Thank God.
Not interested.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Do they say not interested because...
Oh, he's from Gloucester.
We won't say
no, anything. I said it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it said it on the other photo.
Oh, geez, super like? That's a new function.
Sorry, Gary.
I don't know. That's new from
whatever. Gary, don't worry. It's only for work, Gary.
It's only for work purposes, Gary.
I am so glad that I don't have to go through this
process. All right, we'll just get on with that.
Well, you know... You were very fortunate as to how you met Kate because I'm not going to go into it, but you were. You know, there are certain people that do not go out to bars. They do not go out and just party. They do not go out to clubs. So if they're not doing those things, you know, which is really funny because we don't do those things. That's however Bridget got hooked up by natural selection.
Right, that's the best way.
That's the funniest thing is that Bridget was like, I'm all done. Right.
Well, no, I was actually giving up online dating for Lent. Like, that was my thing.
The conversation.
Hey, listen, all single ladies give up dating.
All the single ladies. So I was actually going to talk about that on the Next Day podcast, that I was giving up online dating for Lent. I was going to focus on myself and do some things. And then ended up...
She met Kevin Bacon.
I met Kevin Bacon.
Interesting.
And, yeah. And so,
How smooth was I, though? I was like, you're single?
Oh, yeah. She was like, what are you interested in? Let's find out for the Tinder. And then I was like, well, this... She goes, stop. She's like, I know somebody already.
Kevin Bacon needs more wine.
Oh, we got a big old bottle right there.
Thank you.
But, you know, the thing is, like, me coming back here, you know, after being gone for 9 years, the best thing is that I'm also discovering people that, not discovering people like, ooh, hey, but, like, meeting people that I would never have talked to before.
That's what happened to me. I left for 12 years. And then
Where'd you go?
I went to New Hampshire. I lived in New Hampshire for, like, 12 years.
You did?
I did. I went to Dover, New Hampshire.
What the heck was up there?
I went University of New Hampshire, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so what's also interesting is that while Christy and I were talking later in the night before, like, the 13th, I think it was, like, the 12th or something.
Yeah.
We were talking, and she was like, oh, do you know my cousin? And I was like, yeah, he's been my very good friend, like, male confidant since sixth grade. She's like, oh, so maybe you know my little brother. I'm like, why wouldn't you start with him? Of course I know your little brother. We graduated together, same as your cousin. Come to find out, I had actually texted her cousin about her because we were at a wedding together in December and she was with her brother, who I didn't know it was her brother. And I was like, and I texted her cousin and was like, hey, is your cousin married? Because the people I was with that I went to high school with were like, I think he's married. I think that's his wife. I'm like, ooh. Really? Sorry. And I texted him and he's like, you were far away. And then he texted me back and he's like, no, he's not married. That must be his sister. And I was like, oh, okay. Come to find out, who knew, like 3 months later, or 2 months later, we ran into each other.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Kevin Bacon.
Amazing.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
You're so excited about this, aren't you?
So, when your friends come back to you on social media after they've been dating, do you give them advice, but you should be taking your own advice?
See, I was the only single one for, well, I was the only single one for years, so everybody would just listen to my stories and get a food out of it. I'd be talking to my best friend, and she'd be like, hold on, I gotta put on speaker, because my husband wants to listen, and they'd be like, it would be an instant comedy show. I could literally write a book about my dating experience.
Oh my god,
Kyle and Bridget should totally
We're doing a comedy tour. Yeah.
Kyle has a
million. I have friends that call me and they're like, oh my god, I miss your dating stories. What's up with your life? And I'm like, guess what? Nothing.
Actually, you might. So did you have friends that you wanted advice on and they would tell you what to say before you said it? Be like, Christy, don't go there. Don't say that. Don't do that.
I used to give screenshots to like my best friend that's a guy and be like, what does this mean? And send it to him and he'd respond and then I would respond with that. The only one I never had to do that was Gary. I never had to send a screenshot for Gary.
Really?
Yeah. But I was like, what does this mean? What do I do next?
So I use it. So Bridget's the best, right? Bridget is the best.
I can't eat it, but I will dish it.
So Bridget is awesome. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I tend to say things off the cuff. I don't think before I speak sometimes.
Hence Alicia Unleashed.
I'm trying to be better about that. And so before I actually say something, I give Bridget the scenario and I tell her what I want to say. And she comes back to me. She's like, do not do that.
And she does it anyway. And I'm like, where did that get you? Why didn't you listen to me? And then there will be that one time where I'm seriously sitting next to her. I'm like, I swear to God, if you don't do this right now. And then she sends it. She's like, oh, magical. Look at that. I'm like,
no shit, Sherlock.
Doesn't one's mood change? You're like, oh.
Like, I feel so much better about it. It's like, wow. I was like, I needed antidepressants like 5 minutes ago. And now I got this text and my life changes instantly. I'm Joey, do you have lavender.
Do you have friends like that? They're like, hey, Joey, how do you think I should say this to this girl? I want to drill it.
I have situations that get put in front of me that I like want to shake the people at times and say, you know, and they don't listen, and then they do listen, and literally everything just comes up roses if they just stay there, but they're stubborn to get to that point.
Right.
But when it comes up roses, are they like, hey, magical, it worked? Yeah, they don't say, thanks, Joey. They're just like, hey, it worked. No shit.
Yeah. I thank you for, was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
I was ready to drink after that. I was like, don't do that. And then you're like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, don't do that.
So now we're talking about texting, but now we're talking about emojis. So we know, like today I'm with Joey. He's like, are you going to do har, 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 har? And seriously, there are some emojis that drive me crazy. I think there are some emojis that are racist.
What? I think they're sexist.
What?
Well,
what?
I guess.
So you know the emojis that have like so you might look in.
Are you mad at the eggplant?
Why are you looking at your phone every 2 seconds?
Because I'm checking.
Joey's obsessed with.
My mom's at the hospital. Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
For one second, I just want to talk about emojis back because I just want to say something. Back to internet dating or website, whatever.
They send you eggplants all the time?
Oh, no. I went on 3 dates with Emoji Rick. I named him Emoji Rick. I would literally get text messages.
That is funny.
And it would be like, oh, how you doing? It would be like 12 emojis. And I was like, is this like, am I supposed to just decrypt? Like, is this like,
that's awesome.
Like, do I have to decipher
that
this?
That's awesome.
Or do you just like love emojis? Like, it was ridiculous. And I was like, okay. Like,
and you actually went on a date with him?
This is before. The first date, I didn't get as many emojis. Then the second date, I was getting tons of emojis.
That's hilarious.
Third date, I was like, done. Like, big X emoji. Like, and then he was like, well, I don't understand why you're not. I'm like, we went on 3 dates. I don't think I need to explain too much of why we're no longer talking. You know what I mean? There's nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't a connection.
Except emojis.
So wait, tell me, what's a racist emoji?
So we have, there's emoji. So if you look up, there's a guy and a girl holding hands. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a girl and a girl holding hands. And there's two guys holding hands. But they're all white. There are no guy-girl, like, multiracial holding hands, kissing. There's no multiracial anything. They're all white.
I see.
Wait. At least for Talia, the Android. Something to say?
No. Do you have an, you don't have an iPhone. What you do is you... Yes. You go, you...
Wait, come here. I can't hear you. Right.
They have different...
So I have an Android. Let's make that clear.
So if you have an iPhone, you click... Sorry. You click on the emoji and it goes up and it's all...
Oh, they give you different options.
Multiracial?
Yeah, so you can... So here's
like
the...
Like, if you go the thumbs up, they give you 15 different thumbs.
So
different, like, yellow ones, white ones, black ones, tan ones.
So Android is racist?
It depends on the emoji.
I have Android.
So look at right here. Look at that. We can pick what color hair and what color skin.
Even with the guy and the girl?
No. So there's only certain emotions that you can pick whatever.
Yeah, see?
I got dread. Nothing.
But nope. What about the sports one with all the guys?
That's what
yes.
I'm talking about.
The, yeah.
Okay.
Episode,
so that's the sexist one.
So just like Joey, I listen to multiple podcasts. I listen to more podcasts than I listen to music nowadays, which is really weird. And they were talking about how emojis... are some feminists and some people that are feminist, you know, affiliated, that they are sexist.
Wait, do we really have to go into...
No, we don't have to go deep.
We say feminist is a bad thing?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Do we have to, like, clarify feminism?
To me, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me that the swimmer is a male. It doesn't bother me that the biker is a male. You want to know why? Because I don't use the swimmer or the biking emoji. But there are people that feel like, why does it have to be all male? And they are working on that. Remember, these emojis came from Japan. So let's just put that there.
Let's drop that.
There's nothing wrong with the Japanese. Trust me. I got an amazing rice cooker from one. I'm engaged to one, yeah.
See, she can do that. She has a card, just like people will pull. Like,
that's
I have a gay
I
card.
Also,
I can talk all I want about the gays. I have a gay card.
God, terrible.
She's
gay
got
card.
An Asian card.
Yeah, I got.
She's got
a black
Asian
card too,
card.
But you know, I was raised by a black man. So, you know, told me I couldn't date till I'm 30. How about that? Guess what I did when I was 30.
All right, carry on. Joey's face is just, yo, he wants to be here in the raw.
I'm so excited you're here. I'm just confused.
Trust me, everyone's always confused when I talk. Trust me.
Completely, like, no one knows where we're at right now. So we're talking about racist emojis or not? Oh, are we talking
well,
about
we kind of went off topic, and then we went into racism, and then we went into...
Was the point we were trying to get at is that, like, some feminists take it too far?
Yes. Oh. Well, no, don't take too far. Don't come after me. but I was listening to a podcast, and they were bringing up some good, valid points, and I was like, huh, I never thought about that. I wonder if, like, Alicia Unleashed gives a shit about that.
Never thought about it before, did you?
Mm-mm. No, not until I brought it up. And right. It was like, you know, right. There's all these male characters and stuff.
Like, you invited the skunk to the party.
But then I was like, the racist, like, I noticed the racist part of it.
There's a
but
black
she,
guy dancing. He's disco. No. He's got the afro. He's
no,
good.
But I'm talking about, like, you know, what are you drinking?
That's water,
my friend.
You don't know where that mouth's been.
That's not.
What?
So, the moral of the story is, if I had an iPhone, I could have more... options.
Yes, the updated emoji app has different colors for certain skin types, and
okay.
Only
that
not,
makes
not
me feel
all
better.
Emojis. It just depends on the emoji. Okay. Like Santa Claus can be different.
I know the thumb one can be different.
The thumb, like definitely.
I see that on WhatsApp. It has different ones.
Yeah, yeah.
On WhatsApp. I do love WhatsApp. I know we've talked about this before, but I do.
And I can't believe you guys don't use Voxer where you just walkie-talkie each other.
What is WhatsApp? I don't have that. Oh, it's not. That's, yeah, I have an iPhone. I think that's the difference.
WhatsApp is a messaging app.
So instead of text messaging, you have to get an actual messaging app.
It's like text on steroids.
Oh.
Yeah, so the other day when Sprint went down, their text went down. I could not text for like hours. I was like, oh my God. And then went, bing, I have WhatsApp. And I was able to message back and forth through WhatsApp.
And you can see when people receive their the text that you sent them.
Yes.
And then you can see when they're typing.
Same thing with Voxer.
You can see when they're online and when they're typing back to you.
Interesting.
So when people don't answer for like 4 hours, you can tell whether they read it or not.
And
then it really drives me crazy.
When they don't text for 4 hours and then you text someone else, you're like, why aren't they texting? You'd be like, calm the fuck down.
We're going back to dating, people. We're talking about waiting for texts.
Seriously, I can't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It drives me fucking crazy.
And I think that is the problem now with a whole...
I don't understand. If you text someone and they don't text you for literally 6 hours later, what's going on? Why can't you text someone high in that 6 hours? I don't understand. Like, what's going on?
It takes 2 seconds.
Why does it have to happen?
It's one of two things. A, they're playing hard to get.
I don't play games.
I'm just telling you.
Just saying.
One, they're either playing hard to get.
Yep.
Or B, they got a lot going on and they're like, whatever.
Either way, it doesn't sit well with me.
There's a couple things. Is that one, I don't understand why it takes long to text back. And two, when do you stop the text? Like when you're in the midst of texting, it's like, oh, I gotta go do something. Like, but he's still texting me. Like, when do I stop? Like, how do I stop this? Is he gonna think like,
oh, you can just,
hard.
It's easy though. You can just say, oh, I get so much paperwork to do. I'll talk to you later. Boom.
That would be nice.
Or
than that, they
if you have an open
understanding,
ghost. Yeah,
like for 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours. Hi.
That's not ghosting.
Well, I don't.
That is
no. It's not
ghosting.
Ghosting.
Explain ghosting.
Ghosting is when you stop texting, stop communicating whatsoever. Like you're like, hey, how are you? And then you get nothing. And then the next day you're like, hello? Nothing.
And then you're like,
ghosting.
Oh, do I text one more time? How long do I wait? Then you usually talk to your best friend who says, do not send that or send this. Like, it's totally a circle.
Right.
I mean,
right. It's
that's
the
what
circle.
It is.
It's the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I don't hear for like for 6 hours and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, you know, first of all, I don't chase people. Okay, I don't even chase my liquor, so I'm not fucking chasing you, okay? That's my thing. My liquor. I'm not going to chase you. I don't even chase my liquor.
Oh, liquor.
Liquor.
That's a lesbian thing.
Bringing that up again.
I don't play games. I don't chase you. I don't do any of that stuff.
It's not a liquor.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just saying. Oh, my God. So Easter happened, right?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, really
it's not what it used to be, is it?
No. It's sad.
Do you remember when we were kids, what Easter used to be and what it is now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stores are open.
Is
now.
It like a fake holiday? Because I've been told it's been a fake holiday now. Like, after
when
like 16
to,
years.
When you went to Sunday school, they told you it was the most important holiday.
It's mm-hmm. It's the Holy Week, right? It's like the most religious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're literally going to church daily.
Well,
like,
you're my grandmother, you are, but.
Yeah. Yeah, and it came really early this year.
Yeah, it did. It's like, confusing me because I'm like, I've been trying to make plans with a friend, and I'm like, oh, what about the last week in March? She goes, it's Easter. I'm like, damn it. Easter's supposed to be in April. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be in April.
What's the I like that right there.
That's my Fitbit.
Oh, you got a
different... You have a cover for your Fitbit?
Yeah, I got...
I thought it was a scrunchie.
No, it is. A scrunchie. She was bringing it back to the 80s.
No, it's made by scrunchie.
Oh.
I couldn't put it in my hair, but I got some thick-ass hair.
Dude,
so.
I gotta get that for Kate. Where'd you get it?
I bought it at Ulta. At North Shore, like the North Shore Mall where Toys R Us is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the beauty salon. It's right there. You
people
buy them on
there?
Amazon. Huh? Yeah.
People go there?
Trust me, it's like, it's dangerous when I go there.
It's like Sephora.
Such a
very
fragrance whore. Yeah. But I also have multicolored bands and everything. I also have a necklace that I put it in, too, if I don't want to wear it on my wrist.
It'll work on a necklace?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it? Ulta?
I got this
scrunchie.
Ulta. Yeah. It's scrunchie. Yep.
But it's got the Fitbit inside.
But it's made for your Fitbit?
Yeah. It's right there. See? It's lighting
That's
up.
So interesting.
How many steps did you take today?
Probably. I'm less than
my
steps.
Oh, she's
going
to check her phone. She doesn't have to look. She can check her phone.
Yeah. Pretty much.
High tech.
But going back to like texting, like if it, I mean, I have a job that you wouldn't think is insane, but sometimes it is insane. So, you know, sometimes I don't get to text people right 65, back.
6597?
No, that's, it's sinking, because I walked my dog and I cleaned up some stuff at my house and cooked and walked over here, so. Oh, I have 431 steps left to hit my goal. Bam!
So you better start. Yeah. Nice. So you better start running up and down my stairs right
what
there.
What are you talking about? I'm just going to walk across the street and I'll be like, done. Wash some dish or something like that.
You haven't seen Christmas lights still up, have you?
Yes! I have, and Christmas trees. There are
wait,
two.
No, yep. No,
and this
no,
excites
no.
me.
Take pictures of
no.
them.
No,
okay. It infuriates me.
It no.
irritates. I'm like, why the hell do you still got Christmas? It's March. It's almost April. Why the hell do you still get Christmas lights up?
Who? Where, well, some streets? What streets? You have to say, don't say the address.
It's on Railroad Ave, and then also on Mount Vernon.
There maybe is. They keep them up all. Maybe they're the type of people that keep them up all year
but
round.
But what's amazing is when I walk my dog, I see multiple Christmas trees in people's yards still.
Is it like, white or multicolored?
One is white, and then the other one is multicolored.
I give the white a little pass. I don't know why people decorate trees with white lights these days, but I don't know. I
feel like this is inside decorated. The house. This is outside.
So they must be fake, obviously, because no Christmas tree would ever stand the time.
I'm just like, I'm amazed at like 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, why the fuck is there a Christmas lights? Why?
I went by the new restaurant that's about to open.
AJ's
today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They did a really nice job with the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
New floors. Very, very tastefully done. I saw the menu. The menu's on Good Morning Gloucester right now. Looks good. And I wish the guys well.
When are they opening?
Soft opening this weekend, and then Tuesday for good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw that post.
Beer and wine.
I did see the post because it was talked about the murals on the walls and outside, and like bringing back certain murals and stuff.
Yeah. No, we wish them well. I hope they do good things.
Yeah. And there's another restaurant that's currently renovating.
Tano.
And when are they supposed to, when are they plan to open?
A month or two, yeah.
I have good things about that place already.
Where
like,
is that?
For something that's not open yet, like people are talking about that place.
Well,
what place is it?
They already have a place.
He owns, Anthony Catarano is the chef and owner, and he owns Prezza in the North End. And Prezza is award-winning. He's an award-winning chef, award-winning restaurant.
So we're going on double dates? Is that what you're saying?
Of course, but you want to know about Kevin Bacon. So, I was in Malden the other day.
Malden?
With Gary, because it's where he's from.
Okay.
And I'm talking to his friend, Tony, who tells me that he's for the renovation in Tono in Gloucester. And he's like, yeah, have you been to... This is a great place to get subs across the street. I'm like, Vigilio's? Like, hello?
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, weird. Just
my God, I'm
world,
sitting
but...
with three Italians. I just realized this. Holy crap.
Well, you're not Italian?
No, I'm Irish.
What?
How'd you tell me
what?
My last name, my mom's maiden name is Gallagher. Yeah.
And her last name is Ernest. So
yeah.
How?
Your hair is like black. Black as the Ace of Spades. Do you know any? Are you related to any other Gallaghers?
Yes.
Colleen Gallagher is a friend of mine.
Don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
That's a different Gallagher family. There's only one Ernest family, but there's two Gallagher families.
Interesting.
Yes.
Nice. We have four Cox families in Gloucester, and none of us are related.
Oh, speaking of Cox families.
Speaking of Coxes.
Speaking of Coxes.
Yeah.
This morning I invited all the city councilors and our mayor to participate as authors on www.kbandcommunity.com.
Awesome.
Which there's the Heritage Center, Senior Care, the library. There's a million nonprofits that are already posting directly to there, and
perfect.
when they put their press releases there, all I do is hit the reblog button, and it goes to Good Morning Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent the invitation to all the councilors and our mayor to say, you know, you have a press release. Instead of sending it to me or one of the contributors for us to repost, and God knows if we get to it that day or not,
right?
You can post it directly, and we'll post it, and it'll go right to Good Morning Gloucester and after 50,000 to 80,000 people that see it every day. So.
So has anyone bid at it? Has anybody?
Yeah, the mayor was the first one, so
wow,
signed up, yeah.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot going on in Ward 2, so hopefully...
What's Ward 2?
Here.
Melissa Cox, where I am right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's always a lot going on here, so that'd be really beneficial for her to
get on there. I hope she does. I didn't hear back from her. I brought some lobsters to our friend, you know, Bex, her mom, Dot. Yeah. She had neck surgery.
Yeah.
I brought some lobsters to them yesterday, and she was so happy.
By the way, Melissa Cox is amazing with Saran wrap. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. Were you with him that night? Were you with Joe that night?
I was.
Okay, can you tell me what happened?
So we were talking to Melissa, and we were at Stone's, of course, because apparently that's my spot. And
was it snowing?
No, sorry. It was not snowing. And she left. You know, we had a great conversation because she was like, oh, I'm Melissa. I'm like, yeah, we've met 4 times. Hi. And
ouch.
Yeah, a little bit. I was a little rude. I forget that people don't have elephant brain memories like I do, where I remember everything. And
like when you walked into the Christmas party, you walked past me 5 times and you didn't say hi. And then you blamed it on me.
Apparently I walked by you once.
I was supposed to know who you were.
Like, yeah. I walked by you once, but whatever. Either here nor there. I saw you the next morning.
That's right.
Yes. In a very tame podcast. was like not ready for it, but so she decided that she was gonna go to Walgreens and decided to decorate my friend Joe's truck, and he posted it and he showed me, and I was like, okay, it's your photo of your truck, great. Apparently I wasn't paying attention or I was that drunk that he's like, no, look. And it was Saran wrap.
So what does she carry Saran wrap in her car all the time?
No.
Yeah, she Saran wraps cars.
I kind of...
Oh, wait. Undisclosed. She does not Saran wrap
no,
cars.
No, she does not. She does not. Nope. It was her friend that...
Only
she,
friends.
She watched.
She only tortures friends.
She walked away. She said she walked away and her friends did it.
I bummed out that I haven't been Saran wrapped.
Oh, you want to be Saran wrapped?
Hey, Caitlin, he wants to be Saran wrapped. Can you work that out tonight?
I'm not Saran wrapped.
Just kidding. I love you. I'm really happy I met you. I finally got to meet Caitlin.
I know.
We didn't get to rap, but that's
who's
okay.
Your name?
Caitlin.
Not Kate.
You're Caitlin, yeah.
How beautiful is she? On a scale from 1 to 10.
She's damn hot.
Five.
She's like
million?
A 15. What are you talking about?
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah.
If I went to the dark side, she went to the dark side, she probably would reject me, but since.
She's a beautiful girl inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hard worker.
Dude, she got some crazy shoes. Those shoes were banging that night. They were freaking.
What shoes she wearing? What color were they?
I don't even remember, but I was like,
damn, Joey
look
has
at
a thing
shoes.
For shoes, so if you tell him the color, you'll probably know which ones.
I don't know. Weren't they boots? I think they were boots.
When? What are you talking about?
When
time?
We went to the fundraiser in New
Orleans.
Were
they Tory boots?
Yes, they were the Tory boots.
Tory Burch boots. I got her for Christmas.
They told you very
nice.
Yeah, told you even now.
Fuck around. She's an amazing, amazing woman. Like, what she gets done in the course of the day is just... It's crazy.
Well, I worked in a hotel industry, so we were talking about that, and I was like, I feel so bad for what you do, like, because I could never do something like that.
She loves her job.
Yeah.
She loves her job. Yeah, no.
Oh, are you passing that on to me?
What's amazing to me is, like, how she keeps it all, like, I don't know. I guess
she always keeps, like, she's always even keeled. She doesn't get, like, with customers and with anybody else, she doesn't get stressed. She always keeps it really even keeled. She's just really cool like that. You know,
listen,
what I mean? In her
people
job.
Are very excited about our podcast Insta that I put in, so whatever.
What is it?
People are like liking my Instagram about the podcast where I tagged you and I tagged Alicia and I tagged Christy.
All right, we'll do a selfie right now.
We're gonna do a selfie.
Well, can we talk about Holy Cow? How it opens up again?
April 15th.
Oh,
yeah.
Is everybody voted?
Yes.
Do I know who I voted for?
Step back. So, let's start, like, for people who don't know, explain what Holy Cow is doing.
So, Holy Cow is opening on April 15th, and 100% of the proceeds for the month of April are going to a specific charity. Mm-hmm. But they have a whole list of charities that you can vote on.
Right.
I mean, there's like 20 charities that you can vote on.
Right.
And they're actually closing that vote soon. I don't know if it's already been closed because I tried to look at it today, but I already voted, so it kind of shut me out. But you can vote on a specific charity, and I think it's the top three they're going to go for, and then they'll go from there as to who gets the proceeds.
It's the greatest marketing thing I've ever seen.
Right?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
The kid's smart.
Yeah. And I, you know, I didn't get to go to Holy Cow last year. I wanted to a bunch of different times.
The cookies. The ones with the
ice cream sandwiches. The pictures of those, like, get me every time. They look like, legit. Why aren't you open yet? Yeah. Like, let's go.
Yeah, we need to go. Let's go.
I'm ready for
it. Let's go. They're open on tax day.
Oh my gosh, should we do on the road? Like,
Alicia, oh my god, I don't know. Joey doesn't like their on the road very much. No, we could be classy. We should do on the road ever again.
You know what? We can be raunchy with ice cream sandwiches, you know?
No, I like it, but it's not like we just talk about, like,
because we were normal, Joey. Topics,
not just like
Joey. We were on the road. We just did a 10-minute blast, dude. Why can't you appreciate?
By the way, right before we started recording, the manager did actually come over because we were laughing so loud, and he's like, "Hey, just wanted to check and see how everything." I was like, "No, you can't be over here in our circle. Like, you were not." He was such a cornball. I was like, "No, we want our waiter back."
The waiter.
Not the waiter, the manager. So the manager. Because I told you, we're the only ones in the restaurant. We had to be quiet. We had to be discreet. People were listening to us, and we're like, on this voice recorder, we don't know if it's going to work. We didn't know what to say. We just went off this like 10-minute rant, and then you had something to say about it.
By the way, go Villanova. Oh, sorry. They're on our bracket.
So now we're in the final four bracket. What the fuck is this?
I'm totally March out Madness. Of the bracket.
Syracuse.
I don't even know fucking basketball.
Villanova. I picked Michigan State. They were like, first round.
Oh, first round, yeah. Mm-hmm. My nephew's going to Syracuse, so we're all on
this. Yeah, I heard about that, but I was like, oh, Villanova's on my
Is this over yet? Like, nope. When is this
happening? Saturday. No, but that's not even over. I think like Saturday's final four.
Saturday's the final four.
Then it goes down to like two.
Then it goes to the championship.
The night of the Kinsay.
Syracuse is playing.
So sorry.
That's racist.
Are you gonna be there?
That's racist.
It's not. Listen, the puppies. I can pull an Asian card.
Can you? Did you make an emoji on that?
They have an Asian emoji. What time?
8:49. My kids will be in bed by then anyway. So.
They will not, because they're gonna be so much fun. They're gonna be dancing up the whole time. They will. Let me tell you, because this is gonna be the party of the century. Let me tell you, I can't wait.
Oprah.
Yeah. Time.
Did you just ask your party?
Of course, it's gonna. What?
But she's just checking to see if it's about her party.
Yes, it is about your party.
The kids say.
So we have Talia's Sweet 16, which is, if for anybody that's ever seen the MTV show My Super Sweet 16, that's what it's going to be. See? You get it. You get it. I just got it for Christy, which like, means what? You get it.
Yes.
Okay? So minus the car. Because usually in the Super Sweet 16, a car usually comes rolling in.
Oh, spoiler alert.
What Talia's Sweet 16 is.
Sweets.
Yeah. So
literally sweets.
So that's what it's going to be. I mean, just bells and whistles. I'm sure everybody will see on Facebook.
I'm surprised that like, it's 4 days out and that we're here doing this and you're not doing some party planning right now.
Because I have a hired decorator and a caterer. So all I have to do is show up.
She delegates.
I delegate, my friend.
Big ballin' right there.
So
like that's the Kardashian mom.
However, I am.
Please stay high.
We'll call you Miss Kardashian.
Oh, no, please don't. I am meeting with a direct decorator tomorrow so we can go through the space and I can drop off my final things. The step and repeat, which is the banner that you walk in front of. With the red carpet and the red ropes, which we have. Alessia Lagrasso, which is Lillian's daughter, will be my photographer for that night.
Awesome.
Yep. I've seen her work. It's amazing, and I can't wait. I also have local Jack LaPiccolo. He's DJing, along with John Fosberry, which is another local.
Fosberry.
That's
a real name?
Mm-hmm. And
Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries.
And Fosberry's DJ. So he actually played baseball for Chris. So Chris was a coach. We have a lot of local people helping us. Willow Rest is my caterer.
Nice.
Melissa. Nice. So, I mean, we really went. It's all about local, so keep it local. So that's what we did.
So that's this weekend.
Yep, that's a Saturday. It's just an intimate,
party for 100. Oh, and then next weekend, don't you need a girl?
I do. So then we have, next week after that, we have April 9th, we have dodgeball.
What about Giovanna?
I don't think she wants to do it.
I think she wants to do it. She's trying to switch out with her husband for the weekend.
So. Okay, I don't know the deal, but I need someone.
You're not
so.
Doing it?
No. I'll be there as an athletic supporter.
Why would you not do it?
Mm-mm. My back doesn't, my back surgery does not. $8,000 of back surgery? I ain't getting no big balls.
I'm
gonna sit there and wave at you.
So, my perspective, so me and Frankie, you know, we're organizing it. Yeah. So, we have the spreadsheet with the teams that come in. I was surprised that Kyle Danicus has her own team.
She won't even play for me. Let's talk about Kevin Bacon. Joanne, who was sitting here, she's friends with my sister. Filetto was friends with Kyle, and they were here for my sister's birthday party, and I was talking about this podcast, and Christy works with Joanne. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I used to babysit Kyle Danicus.
Take me through how, like, take me through the scenario how Kyle Danicus knew you needed a player and went out.
This happened last year. So when, you know how they do the fine, like, end dodgeball, they take, if they need a team, they take all the people who wanted to play.
There were two teams that didn't show up last year.
Exactly.
So there was a team that we put together. Kyle came up and said, I want to play.
Exactly.
She got on a team. Okay.
Yes. This is what happened. I originally tried to scout Kyle for my all-girls team. She says, and at that time, she's like, Alicia, I don't know if I have the guts to do it. And I was like, Kyle, you'd be amazing. Please do it. So she backed out, bowed out, said, Alicia, I can't do it. Last minute, she got those last minute cojones. And when they said, do you want to play?
She came up.
She came up. Okay.
That's the first time I met her.
Right. And so she came up. Joe Filetto came up. That's my sister's other friend. And all of a sudden, I have these girls fucking playing when I asked them to be on my team. Because they had their last minute balls to say, okay, I'll do it. They had so much fun. And all of their worries went away that Kyle was like, fuck this shit. I'm getting my own team next year. And that's what she did. She stuck by it. She got her own team. And therefore, they will not play on my team because they got their own team.
Respect.
Right. So they, and mind you, they went really far last year. The team that was just kind of put together because they were good. So we're all watching. We're like, Joe and Kyle, where the hell did this come from? How, they're so good. We had no idea. Kyle was a softball girl for many, many, many years of her life. And that's where it all came up. And we just were all
so was Joanna, I think, too.
Joanna was too. It was just, like, amazing. It was awesome. So so this year is going to be really interesting. We have new refs. Is Donna going to be a ref again?
No.
So who's refing? Besides Chris.
Chris is not refing.
Oh. Chris is not refing?
He's not refing. He's
Is he an athletic supporter like me?
Is he an athletic supporter?
No,
he's not. Is he playing on CrossFit?
No.
Interesting.
Is he a commentator?
Is he
a drone specialist?
I don't know. He's not
a supervisor? Drone specialist.
Is he a bouncer?
Awesome.
Sorry, keep going.
Who's reffing?
Oh.
We don't know yet?
No, we have, the refs are set. I just don't know that. I don't want to say the wrong names.
Okay, all right.
Excited. They're good ref. We upped the, the parameters for what we want refs to be able to do.
Right.
Donna did a great job and everything, but like, she's, you know.
Right. I get it.
We have one guy.
I'll ref. I'd be distracted.
No, we don't want to be distracted.
Yeah, like, hey, is that a Tiffany Amber Thiessen speedo? Cool.
Yeah.
By the way, I must commend you on your Chowderhead hat there. It's pretty nice.
Kate got that for me. I didn't even ask for
that. That girl, man. She's so good.
Girl. Chowderhead has some great stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a sticker on the back of my car. It was a Chowderhead sticker.
I had a Brady Moss t-shirt from when Chowderheads was like at the Waterfront Festival.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I got the Brady Moss t-shirt and I had that for a while. And when I went back out west, everyone's like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm like, hello, it's gonna be amazing. Collapse.
All right, so we are at
a lot.
Yeah, we're at a lot for Alicia Unleashed, because I kind of like to keep it between, like, you know, 50 and an hour. Now we're at like an hour and four.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're an hour and four. I know.
We had
a
great conversation.
We did. We had really great. Now I'm gonna have to go to the show notes. And it's gonna. Wait.
Can we just talk about the podcast? Just talk about dodgeball a little bit. So that anyone that's still with us, dodgeball is Saturday after this one coming.
At April 9th.
April 9th. At Camp Spindrift.
Yep.
You don't have to be participating to come.
Nope.
You can come and watch.
You can be an athletic supporter.
It is a spectacle.
At noon.
At noon.
Be there by noon.
Be there by noon.
There's, if you want to check out the at Dodgeball Facebook so you can see where to park, because we're doing a shuttle from Wingersheek up to Camp Spindrift.
Yep.
Or if you have a friend that lives in the area, park at their house and walk up. It's amazing every year.
Bikini Speedo Dodgeball. You know, you can do that on a Facebook search on, and it'll come up.
Oh,
with all the details. So if you go to Good Morning Gloucester, we'll have it there.
Yeah,
it is one of the best times of year. It's like it's on the par with Greasy Bowl.
For the 45 minutes I got to see it last year, it was definitely a spectacle.
Only 45 minutes?
I was with her brother-in-law, and he's like, "I have a date." And
he's late. Like, he's always late or leaves or does.
Sorry,
anything.
You're lame, Mike. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, by the way, I gotta go," and I was like, "Why?" He's like,
"Are you gonna come with me this year?"
Yeah,
come with me.
Yeah. It gets the end.
I got a cooler.
It literally.
I'm the best outfit this year.
It literally just ramps up and ramps
up. Every year. Please make fun of her outfit because I do.
It is. I already told them what it was.
Yeah. Know. Well,
it's got shipped today.
Guess what? The reason why, like, what saying on her shirt is because she bought that shirt.
I had it made. I had that shirt made.
Yeah, and that is the reason why you straight out of like this.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait for you to see it. It's going to be so awesome. I can't wait for my shirt and my aviators and my bag. I can't wait.
I got the big
Every year I come with an outfit. Every year. I'm either the Dodge Mother. Last year I rocked it with my flannel and my boots. I'm just a go all out every year.
You and Gary, if you're doing nothing on April 9th,
you should come. Oh my God, are you kidding
me? Check it out.
Yeah, you guys are coming.
Kini Speedo Dodgeball.
I've only seen it in like on Facebook, whatever.
Oh, it's amazing. You will want to make sure you come every year, no matter what. Like, it's amazing. Literally, like,
what could be more entertaining than that?
Nothing. Seriously, everyone was like, what did you do?
Even the people that are playing get really nervous, and when they start playing, everyone just can't wait to come back next year.
At the last 15 minutes of that event every year,
at least 100
people come up to me and say, "Make sure you put our team in for next year because we don't want to miss this." And like people that come, just like,
"Oh, I believe it."
Yeah. All right, so we're at a minute 7 now.
Minute 7?
I mean, an hour and seven. Yeah.
When is this
going to
get posted? 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's my spot. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, because I got to go through all this shit and everything like that. Yeah.
Like, she acts like it's hard. This is probably the most difficult podcast.
Yeah, it is. I got to go through all notes now.
Oh, really? I was just saying lesbian.
Emoji. Don't get emoji.
Tinder, lesbian.
Why you got to bring up the lesbians? Like, I don't even understand. No, you know what?
Oh, my God.
We'll wait until the simulcast that I haven't heard about, like, yet.
Yeah, we're probably...
When are we going to meet the boys? Huh?
What are you talking about?
The Homie Cast versus the Alicia Unleashed.
See, you always say it like it's verse. Like it's a...
It's kind of verse.
You always... Like, all your...
You called us bitches at one point. Game on.
Because, wait a second. I look forward to the Alicia.
I know you do. You talked about it this morning, or yesterday, but you talked about it on the podcast I listened to this morning. You're like, "I listen to Alicia. I can't wait for her podcast."
It's true. It's really nice. And it's totally true.
Well, you're so excited just to come here tonight.
I just want to pick Craig's brain about, like, conspiracies. Trust me, I got that.
Here's the thing, though. Like, but when you talk about it, you're always like, "The boys didn't pour. They didn't post anything. It's like a competition." It's like,
because I'm just as excited as you are about listening to Alicia Unleashed, I'm always excited to hear about what the guys are talking about.
She's your number one fan when it comes to Homie Cast and Gloucester podcast.
Oh, man. I have to listen to her on headphones.
And she has it's just everything on iTunes.
I want a serious critique.
Yes.
No hold barred. What's good and what's bad from the Gloucester cast?
From the Gloucester cast?
Yeah, from the Gloucester cast. So we'll go to the Homie Cast after.
Oh.
You can say it.
No, well, I just started listening to it again. By the way, I love Donna. Like,
she's crazy, right?
I was just like, and every time you're like, Donna from Somerville, it kills me.
That's awesome.
Like, I've listened to like 4 episodes already, and I'm like, and I love the way she talks. I love it. I love it so much. And then today about the computers, I was like, I'm dying. I'm absolutely dying.
What?
No, when you guys are talking about like Vista and XP and Windows 8.
Windows 10.
Windows 8.
Dude, Windows 8 was brutal. Windows 10 is awesome. Just in case you haven't.
Well, no, I downloaded it when it first came out and it was shit show. But then they started it, like they fixed all the glitches.
Oh, okay.
And they forced you to go to Windows 10. Like they were like, if you don't update, we're going to do it anyway.
It'll blow your shit up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you know, I've only listened to a few of the Gloucester casts so far.
Yeah, the homie cast now.
The homie cast, you know, I
what's
lived,
good, what's bad? Do we talk over each other too much?
A little bit.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes Rick like is trying to be super serious and you guys just go right off the cuff, but like I totally get it because we do that the same thing. Oh, I touched your glass, sorry. See, ADD. But like I feel like when you guys talked about like Ashley Graham and stuff, you know, with the exception of the, oh, I got titties in my face, I was like, oh, could you just... If he had said boobs, like, I don't know, there's certain words that, like, I'm like,
ah. Titties is bad?
No, I mean, to me, it's like, really? Titties? Like, what are we, 12? Sorry.
All right, we're at, like,
hour 10
I'm just saying
now.
We could be on this for, like, a million years.
Everybody loves this shit.
For the record, I know I didn't say titties, because that's not a word that I said.
I think it was Craig.
But, like... The just way saying. You guys talked about it when you were like, oh, she's plus size, I don't even know what that means.
That was
really
yeah.
fucking amazing.
Yep.
And I'm going to put
bonus.
The pennies in the jar.
No. So this is how that went down. Craig showed me a picture of the swimsuit cover.
Yeah.
It was just Ashley, right? Mm-hmm. Big boobies, beautiful face. She's
mm-hmm.
a smoke show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards he told me that she was a plus size model. I'm like, oh, like, I didn't know. I just
anybody
know.
Over a size 8 is considered a
plus size
model.
Well, that's
nowadays.
A little crazy. Anyway, but
that's what she said. She said
but
that.
Regardless of that, she was just, like, way prettier. Like, you put her, or you put Giselle, and I understand Giselle is supposed to be, you know.
No, she's
but
right.
I think that, like, you know. That
someone said, I like a little meat on their bones. I was like, fuck yeah, I like that dude, whoever that is. I don't know if it was the rabbit
was Craig.
Or Craig or...
No,
Craig.
That was me. I was like...
Was
oh, it was you.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
All right.
No, I like a skinny, scrawny, like, no. I would take 20 pounds overweight over 20 pounds
that's
overweight.
That's what you said,
100
yeah.
times
yeah.
out of 100.
But then you guys also, like, we don't need to get into this, but you also got real about some things, and I was like, wow, this is like...
They do. They get into it.
No,
when
but
they don't
like they got into
it.
Some serious deep shit, and I was like, I wouldn't have known any of this, like just listening to them or seeing them. I wouldn't have known half of the shit.
Sometimes
that you guys
it
went
gets.
There.
Sometimes it gets like when the things are off. When the things off, it gets intense.
Mm.
Like
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh shit, what's going
right.
on?
Right. Yeah.
You know, it was good. It was a good deal. All right.
Yeah, like,
all right, we're at like an hour 12.
Eyes on me.
We've got an hour 12. This is like
I,
the longest
this is
ever.
Usually not as long.
Totally.
I
never
you.
Even
we told
near.
You an hour, but we lied.
Never
no
even long.
All right, ready?
Never. Never.
Oh.
Get it?
Do that?
Good morning, Gloucester.